Service Employees International Union Representative Anita Dreyer of St. Petersburg explains the reasons for organizing this debate.
The main focus tonight was for the union to be able to present an opportunity for the candidates to speak about things that we think is important, questions that we had meetings about that spoke to specific things that affect the city of St. Petersburg and their employees.
The candidates were asked a series of questions during the debate covering topics from the economy to the environment. One major focus was on the current economic crisis and what they would do to ensure a quality of life not impacted by no or slow growth. City Councilman Jamie Bennett emphasized protection for employees.
We are going to make sure that the employees are protected and that we have protection for not only for them and their health care, but their families.
Former City Council member Kathleen Ford focused on taxes and proposed a decrease.
In this economy, in this recession, there is no need to raise taxes. In fact, I have proposed a 8.5% decrease in property taxes because there's no reason city government should be hanging on to your money. It, in fact, belongs to the people.
Former Councilman Bill Foster wanted to look more closely at the budget and the effectiveness associated with spending.
We're going to adopt a service-level budgeting process which scrutinizes line by line, department by department, each and every line item and expenditure, and using performance measures and as we engage the public, engage citizen input, we can gauge the effectiveness of a program. And there should be money to provide those services which are essential.
Another topic discussed was green jobs, what they are and what can be done to create more. Candidate Devron Gibbons proposed that current jobs should be maintained and then green jobs can be created.
We have to make sure that we maintain and keep the jobs that are here, and then we make sure that we create a framework in which green and clean technology and those jobs can survive.
Scott Wagman referenced the use of feed-in tariffs used in Germany, Japan, and Gainesville that encourage production of greener energy to be bought by energy companies at a set price, and suggested that St. Petersburg think about a similar strategy.
Feed-in tariff is the next big thing, ladies and gentlemen. Japan is going back to it. Gainesville, Florida, we don't have to go far to see the experiment in progress. That is something, as mayor, I would bring up with Progress Energy, the city council, to see if we can get this done here.
Former councilman Larry Williams believes that in order to create green jobs, businesses need to first be drawn to the city.
We all know there are green businesses out there that would create green jobs. It comes back to a basic thing. To attract businesses to this community, we need to stick with the quality of life issues in this community.
Lessening the carbon footprint was another topic discussed. Candidate John Warren proposed that one answer is in the preservation of buildings rather than building new ones.
So where you've got good buildings, where you've got buildings that either have a cultural or historic significance, and you can reuse them, especially at a time like now where there is less pressure to remove those and build something new, you have the opportunity to reduce your carbon footprint.
Look at LEED certification and make sure you encourage in your permitting department that buildings that want to do refurbishing, that they look to do LEED certifications and other things of that nature. And when they build facilities, that they make sure that they build it to LEED standards. You encourage that. You don't enforce it. You don't make businesses do that. But you encourage that environment, and that's how we'll change that.
Scott Wagman wants to focus on Albedo, something he learned about during his time working with paint manufacturing. This can translate to asphalt and roofing as well.
It's an important number that is actually going to save you money, and it's going to help reduce global warming. Albedo is a source, it's a measurement of surface reflectivity.
The candidates also were asked about their ideas for water conservation, as well as meeting the people's needs for clean, affordable water. Scott Wagman laid out his ideas for both short-term and long-term goals in terms of the water situation in St. Petersburg.
Short-term, it's a lot of little stuff. It's a lot of education, low-flow toilets, things being done. Long-term is a tremendous educational effort, including legislation and ordinance to compel people to not use as much water, and then ultimately we have to start charging for water what it is really worth, and it's a lot more.
Larry Williams brought up the decision to join Tampa Bay Water.
The worst decision we ever made that cost this city millions of dollars was giving away our water rights. We gave it to an organization, Tampa Bay Water, who has the ability that's not responsible to anybody. They're not elected, and they have the right to set your rates and raise your taxes.
Devron Gibbons stated that it is important to have good leadership representing St. Petersburg, even under Tampa Bay Water, while also creating more ordinances.
We need leadership on Tampa Bay Water. We need someone who understands what water and water means to our communities. We need to have more ordinances that deal with watering lawns and other things in our community.
The primary election will take place on September 1st. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, this is Lindsay Cradwell.